Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception that we're going to discuss today and which has become a cause of a lot of misdeeds from us Muslims is that Abraham sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know in his own times, as is evident from the Quran, bashed the idols of his nation whom they worshipped. And we know that people, while adducing this whole incident, they what they do is, we know that they bash idols, they raise them down, and this has happened some time ago in Afghanistan when the Buddha statues at Bamiyan, they were totally destroyed. And one of the reasons for this destruction was the Prophet Abraham did the same thing, as people would say. So therefore, it needs to be understood that what was the basic philosophy, what was the basic reason behind which the Prophet Abraham did this, and can this be deduced as something which we can also do at all times. Now, it needs to be understood that the Prophet of God never bashes idols during his preaching phase. Of course, once this preaching phase is finished, and once the truth has been communicated to his adversaries to the ultimate extent, then matters are entirely different. However, during this preaching phase, he never does so. So therefore, if we analyze the whole incident, we find that it was not that the Prophet Abraham in his preaching phase was trying to forcibly stop his nation from worshipping these idols. If he was doing so, then of course this stands something questionable and objectionable also. But we know from the Quran and Surah Anbiya, where this incident is cited, that the Prophet Abraham primarily wanted to correct his nation, wanted to reform them, and wanted to bring them out from this filth of polytheism. And he wanted to impress upon them the fact that idols which cannot even defend themselves, who are helpless before human beings, how can they be worshipped? How can they be regarded as God? So therefore, if we study the intent and the intention of Prophet Abraham, we find that it was not that he was forcibly stopping his nation from worshipping idols. What he was trying to do was to make it clear to them that they are worshipping idols, they are worshipping stones who are defenseless, who cannot even defend themselves. So how can they be regarded as God? And we also know from Surah Anbiya that for a moment, his people, they even realized their mistake and their folly. But again, Satan got the better of them, and polytheism and the filth of polytheism in which they were deeply drenched in prevailed upon them. So therefore, in a nutshell, we must realize that the Prophet Abraham, if he bashed the idols, it was not because he was stopping his people from forcibly worshipping these idols in his preaching phase. He was trying to correct and reform them through a very, very ingenious tactic. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ